Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha with the Natcha Healing Show.
Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one best-selling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is one of my personal favorite people, Ruti Block. It's so true. Ruti Block comes to us today from very sunny Costa Rica. And, you know, we could all only wish that we were with Ruti Block in Costa Rica, but we can definitely pick up on the vibe, which is what we're going to be talking about today. Ruti Block is a sound healer. She is a retreat facilitator, so you can definitely go visit Ruti Block in Costa Rica if you've had too much of that cold, wet English weather, and who hasn't? And she's also the creator of Goddess Jewelry. You can find out more about Ruti Block and her website at ruti.com, and I'm going to spell that for you. That's going to be www.ru-tee.com. Welcome, Ruti Block.
Catherine, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me on your show. You are one of my favorite people too. And, you know, I'm just so excited and I feel super honored to be sitting here in Costa Rica chatting for you on your amazing radio show, which I have to say, I have literally been stalking it for the last week, listening to so many of your shows, and they're phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. So congratulations on doing what you do so brilliantly.
Thank you so much. Now, Ruti Block, you are a sound healer, okay? And this is many people in natural healing. We know about exercise, we know about supplements, we know about eating well. What do you love about sound healing, and what is sound healing to you?
Great. Okay. So what I love about sound healing is that we can all do it at any time, any place, at any time during the day. Okay. So, I mean, a little story, like I've got a little dog called Bam Bam, and she's super, super cute. She's sort of sitting down here at the moment, being very well behaved, because I told her to be very well behaved. And she's a rescue dog. And when I got her, well, she found me, because you know how it is with dogs and animals. She found me. She was really, really traumatized. She was aggressive. She was just like super anxious. She was shaking. And when I got her, I just got the intuition to start singing to her. Now, I don't classify myself as a great singer, okay? So for all you people out there that don't think that you sing that well, okay, it doesn't matter, because your voice is your uniqueness and it has a certain frequency. So I just started like humming and singing to her, and literally she started to calm down. And so every night for the first month, I just sang to her, and that just helped her get to sleep. And now I can literally pick her up, and if I just, I mean, it's a bit embarrassing, but I just go, bambi, bambi, bam, 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 like this. And when I do it, she starts going like this, and then within a minute, she's asleep.
Yes. So, what a story.
So that's one of the examples. Another example of another thing that I love to do, that I, you know, would love to suggest it to everybody out there, is, you know, sometimes we just have a bad day, right? And we feel these emotions within our bodies, and, you know, we're humans and we're emotional beings. And one of the things I love to do when that happens is I love to get in my car and I love to do screaming therapy, because like, we want to do it, right? It feels really good to do it, but where do you do it? Like, because if you suddenly go out, or if I go out here into the middle of the jungle and start screaming, somebody's going to think that an iguana is attacking me or something, right? So, but what I can recommend is you get in your car, you turn your music up full blast, and then you just kind of go, ah, like this, until you've released it. So that's sound healing, because that is you making sound with your own voice, and that is healing because you're releasing emotions that are locked up inside you. So that's a couple of little things that I'd like to do. And to go back to your question, what does sound healing mean to me? Okay, well, I know you and I agree on this one, that we're kind of a soul having a human experience, and that everything is vibration. And I know you have a word for this, which is VIP.
Yes, that's right. Just like you, Ruti and I are both nice people, but we have, every person has a unique vibration, right? And, you know, this is such an important concept for everyone to grasp, because some of us suffer from low self-esteem and we think, you know, why am I here? What can I offer the planet, right? But your vibration is as unique as your fingerprint, right? And once you understand that no one else is quite like you, your vibration is unique to you. If you're here, it's because the world needs your unique vibration. And so many people want to be rich and famous. Rich might be fun. Okay, I don't know about being famous, but you're already a VIP. You're already a unique vibrational interference pattern.
Yeah. And so following on from that, I love the work of David Hawkins and how he explains that, you know, everything has a consciousness level, right? So I believe that as our uniqueness, right, we have a vibrational frequency. We have, like, you know, a certain vibe about us, which is, you know, our like energetic frequency, and things affect us. So it's like we're born, okay, and then we go out into the world, and then situations happen, and we then store those emotions within our body, right? Quite often we store them within the organs, right? And so that's why, you know, like when somebody is livid, right, it's to do with the liver, right? Mm-hmm. And then what happens is then those organs, because we don't want to have a shutdown of organ, or we don't want an organ to like blow its fuse. So what it does is via the meridian system, it refers out that energy to kind of dissipate it into the muscular system. And so then, you know, we get an injury. So let's say, you know, we get a hamstring injury, and people go and they have physio on it, and they have osteopathy on it, and they have different things, and it doesn't get any better. You know, I believe that every disease or everything that happens in our body is due to our emotions, and it's due to our energy frequencies being locked.
Yes.
And hamstring injury, it's looking at what emotions are connected to that meridian, right? And then raising your frequency around those emotions. And this is where I love the work of power versus force, because, you know, if you've got a frequency, and you know, you've got a vibrational frequency, let's say shame, and you then perceive your life through that frequency, right? And in order to rise up, and quite often as human beings, we think that if we get angry about something, that's not a good thing. But on the consciousness level scale, anger has a higher vibrational frequency than shame, right? So, and I know I'm going around the houses a little bit here, but I'm getting there, right? So as human beings in our life, we have different areas of our life where we have higher frequencies, right? And so the reason why I love sound is because it's one of those things that can raise your frequency, right? So it can move you up the consciousness level scale. So let's say you're in shame and you start to do some screaming in the car, okay? Or you start to do some humming, right? Or you start stroking your dog that releases amazing like endorphins, and you hum at the same time. you're going to be raising your frequency, and you don't need any special instruments, right? You don't need to have fancy, you know, alchemy bowls or whatever. You just need you, and you just need your voice. And so that's why I love sound healing. And that's why, you know, anybody can do it, because you don't have to be perfect. You just have to be you with your own unique, you know, frequency. And then you just tap into that.
So Ruti Block, I love so much about what you just said, because there are times when people are they do feel angry, but they're trying to be nice all the time, and that energy gets trapped. So I'll share this story, and it corroborates what Ruti said. So years ago, I worked one-on-one for many years, actually, with a priest. I'll just leave it at that. And very high up priest, I'll say that. So needless to say, if you're a priest, you're supposed to be nice all the time. And I remember one day his secretary called me because his jaw was locked up. And she called me up and she said, can you help him? Or does he need to go to the doctor? Like, what do we need to do? And I remember doing a healing with him. And this is quite funny, because he, obviously he spent his every day, 7 days a week, counseling others and trying to be comforting and spiritual and whatnot. But he was human, you know, go figure. And I said, okay, what you need to do is two things. Get in your car, roll the windows open, scream your bloody head off, just like Ruti said, because exactly, all emotions are supposed to be energy in motion, right? And we only really get in trouble when that energy gets stuck. So I said, okay, you need to get in your car, roll your windows up, and scream your bloody head off. And also, this is hilarious, and I tuned in, I said, once a week, you need to go to a shooting range and shoot pistols and swear. And that one healing, it changed my whole perspective on what is healing, right? I mean, who would have thought that saying swear words and shooting pistols at a target would be healing, right?
Yeah. And the other thing as well that I'd love to add into that is I feel that the most important thing with anything that we do is setting the intention beforehand, right? So for example, before you do the screaming therapy in the car, right, you just say to yourself, okay, right, my intention is to release, you know, whatever it is, right? And then with that, when you combine, because it's like layering all of these things, right, isn't it? It's like layering them all. It's like when you bring in the intention to what it is you're doing, it helps you want to focus. But we know, like, energetically, when your energy is channeled to a certain point, that's just like the icing on the cake. Gluten-free cake,
of course. Yeah. And, you know, again, so many of us who are trying to be spiritual and raise our vibration, we may avoid those unpleasant emotions, right? But we're human. I mean, yeah. Just last week, my old printer broke and I was standing there shaking it and then screaming. I mean, who hasn't had that experience? Now, of course, the screaming did not fix the printer. didn't have any effect on the printer, but it definitely helped me release a lot of that frustration. Now, yeah. In Chinese medicine, we talk about a technique called resonation, okay? And different sounds that humans naturally make balance different elements. Singing balances our earth element. So what meridians are in earth element? Spleen and stomach, okay? Now groaning balances metal element. That's large intestine and lung, okay? Crying balances water element, which is kidney and bladder, all right? And again, the shouting and yelling, which we've been talking about, that balances wood element, liver, gallbladder, and laughing balances fire element, heart meridian, pericardium meridian, small intestine, and triple warmer meridian, right? So we have to understand that when we're healthy and when we're emotionally healthy, it's okay to cry, laugh, shout, groan, sing.
Well, I did quite a bit of that recently because I've just finished building my house here in Costa Rica. And I did a lot of shouting, not at the person, right, but in my car, right, to release those emotions, because it's like, you know, otherwise we become like a pressure cooker, right? We become like a pressure cooker, and those emotions just start to build up, build up, build up. And then in the most unexpected places, you can feel that they want to pop out, you know? It's like, so it's a question of, and that's why I love sound so much, because it's a thing that you can just do as part of a daily practice. You know, it can be something just really small, like you know, like you said with you know, the different elements. It can just be something small. It can be something that you can commit to for just 1 minute a day, like even 30 seconds. You know, if you're not doing it, 30 seconds is more than 0 seconds, you know, and it makes a huge impact on your life.
Yes. And, you know, if you think about these sounds, okay, sometimes some of us avoid making certain sounds, right? So, for example, crying. I don't particularly like crying. About a week ago, I had my kitchen painted and I'd already had 2 floods in my house. So they finished painting my kitchen, and then I went into the kitchen to put everything back, and I ran the dishwasher, and then water flooded the kitchen, and I had nothing else to give but to just start crying, right? And so it's not fun to maybe cry, but what you have to understand, what Ruti Block is saying, is that when we don't make these sounds and we don't give ourselves permission to make these sounds, then as you're in your description, we end up like a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. We are listening to sound healer Ruti Block.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, Mum and Dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So Ruti Block, different sound healers use sound healing in different ways. So, for example, there are musicians who create beautiful healing music. What has been one of your favorite times that you've used sound healing?
Well, one of my favorite times was definitely on Bam Bam, right? My little rescue dog. Like, that was super special. And there's never been so much traffic. This is a lot of sound, right? That is coming from. It's hilarious. Like, usually this is super quiet. And now we're doing sound. The universe is going, oh, let's make some sounds.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice purring sound, though, I have to say. Unlike Atlanta, where the traffic, there could be honking and, you know, sirens and so on.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you can hear, but there's a toucan that's been singing away, like, while since we started. There's a toucan over in that tree that just is singing away. But yeah, I would say that one of my favorite things has been the Bam Bam session, because, and then also doing sound healing on her. So when I got her, and I only had a little box as well on the first night, so I put her in this little box. So I wasn't planning on having a dog, right? I was just going to look after her for a few days. And yeah, you know, we know how that happens.
Yes.
And so I just got out a bowl and I just, you know, had that. She was in her little box and I just got out a bowl and I just started playing the bowl with her. And it was seeing like a completely natural reaction to and connecting to like an animal in a way that I'd never experienced before, right? And just seeing how that sound affected the senses, because her ears were like down like this, right, at first. And then she's got very pointy ears. And then basically her ears suddenly went up like this. And then quickly fur on her body, just like, she doesn't have a lot of hair. She's not like a hairy dog, but you could just see like the fur on her body just kind of like relaxing. And you could feel and see her breathing just really slowing down. And for me, that was one of those moments when I really realized how effective sound healing is. Because, you know, she doesn't know, I'm not giving her an explanation of what's going to be happening, right? She doesn't even know me. She's super stressed out. She's super barky. She's super all the things. And I get the bowl, you know, I'm singing to her and I get the bowl out and I physically see the difference in her body. And I was just like, wow. So that, I would say that was probably one of my favorite moments. Yes.
Now, Ruti Block, you, like many of us in natural healing, have evolved your practice and evolved your business and you keep learning like we all do, those of us who stay in natural healing. And so I know that you have a background in personal fitness training, you have a background in nutrition, and you run programs for women in body confidence, and you've studied kinesiology, right? And
yes.
And you make beautiful jewelry with your healing intentions. How did you, with all of these other fabulous areas that you're so brilliant at, how did you get into sound healing?
Well, do you know what? I knew you'd ask me this question. And I thought I was like, I'm going to just tell her a normal answer, right? But the actual answer isn't a normal answer. Right?
It's okay. We want to know.
So basically, I had a card reading. And my friend who did the card reading said to me, Ruti, you need to do sound healing. Like it's, and you need to use your voice. There's a lot of alchemy in your voice, you know? And I was like, well, you know, like you really haven't heard me sing. And she goes, no, it's not about the singing. It's about your voice. And it's about who you are. There's a certain resonance in your voice that when you put that into sound healing, it's gonna help people. And also, without you realizing this, but in past lives, you know, you've been a sound healer for many hundreds of years, right? Let's just put it this way. So it's part of who you are. And when you start to connect with it, it's gonna kind of like up your soul's game, right? It's like, you're gonna, because because for me, one of my soul kind of learnings has been around reducing anxiety, right? So I'm someone that used to have like panic attacks like every day, right? Mm. And so I've used sound and other therapies as well to work on my nervous system, to clear trauma and to work through those things. And she said to me, look, when you discover sound, sound is part of who you are. And it's like whenever we have anxiety, you know, there's always something that we're either projecting, bringing from the future, and we're worrying about something that's going to happen, or there's something in us that's causing anxiety, right? There's something that doesn't sit right, right? And one of those things that I've found from doing the work that I've done, and I'm sure that you've found doing the work that you've done, is that when we're not being authentically ourselves, right? And when we're not embracing our weirdness, right? And our true woo-woo-ness, right? Because that's the only way to describe it, right? Then that's going to cause an internal, like, there's not harmony within you, right? And sound and frequency and vibration and energy is all around harmony.
Mm. Oh, I love that. I just really love what you just said, right? And when I interviewed another gentleman here on the Natural Healing Show, David Gibson, who's a sound healer, he had a great explanation. He said, healing is smooth flow of energy, right? And so when we're not in integrity with ourselves, when we're not being who we really are, then we're out of integrity with ourselves. We're out of alignment with our soul. We're out of alignment with our soul purpose. Now, this is actually the second radio show that I run. In 2005, I ran another radio show. And when I did that, my favorite guest was a woman named Emily Conrad. Now, unfortunately, Emily Conrad is now deceased. Emily Conrad created a system of healing called Continuum. And this is a long story. She was an absolute off-the-wall genius. She was a genius's genius. You had to be really smart just to understand what she was saying. But basically, part of her technique was using sound healing. So you would tune into your body and sort of figure out where is the energy stuck, and then make sounds, like guttural sounds, like just actual sound to release, you know, the trapped energy. And this sounds like all very California woo-woo until you hear that Emily Conrad took people who were literally 100% paralyzed and help them move again.
Wow.
Yeah. And so now let's go back and talk about intention. And actually, can you share with us, Ruti, how do you recommend that people use sound healing? Because I'm not a musician, and maybe some of our listeners are not musicians. You know, I can't play a musical instrument and people would pay me not to sing. Please.
Well,
<don't.
laughs> well, I think they'd pay me not to sing too, to be honest, to be fair. Like, I make more just kind of like sounds and, like, you know. So one of the ways that you can use sound healing is just going back to the lady that you've spoken about, right? Is sometimes you'll be made very aware that there's a part of your body, you might have pain in a part of your body, right? So let's just say you got a stomach ache, right? And you're like, oh, you know, I've got stomach ache. This is not feeling good, right? You can start to take some deep breaths and just focus your mind and set the intention that you are ready to release the pain from your stomach. And then you start taking some deep breaths, and then you start to think about your stomach, and you start to tune into your stomach, and then you can ask your stomach, if that pain was a sound, what sound would it be? So, for example, I'll just make up a sound. It could be like a, it could be that, right? Because when we get stomachache, it quite often sounds a bit like that, doesn't it? It's like a, okay.
Yeah.
And then what you can do is you can imagine, and you can do this sitting, you know, you could do this lying down, and you could even make the sound in your head, right? So you don't have to be, you know, in the ideal place. You could be, you know, you could be on a subway, you could be on a bus or whatever, but you could make this sound in your head. And then what you can do is you can imagine that as you're making this sound, that you're moving this sound up through your body and you're breathing out that sound through your mouth. And as you're breathing it out, you just imagine that you're reducing the pain or whatever the feeling is. Each time you make that sound, it's like a, you just imagine that it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller as you breathe it out, as you breathe it out. You just keep going and you just keep breathing it out. And then as you breathe it out, you just imagine that you're just sending that out and to be, you know, to be recycled into love, or, you know, be regenerated into love. And you just keep doing that technique and you just keep breathing into it. And by making that sound, you're basically expressing, if that organ could speak, right? It's like you're having a conversation with that organ. So if that organ could speak, because we have everything that we need inside us, right? So there's opportunities, like this is a great opportunity where you can just tune into your own body's natural intelligence, right? And communicate with yourself to find out what frequency that you need to dissipate the pain from your body.
Great explanation. Now there's a word, I love this word. There's a word, the word is borborygmus. Borborygmus. It's such an unusual sound. It has a good sounding word. Well, yeah. What is borborygmus? So borborygmus is spontaneous sounds that the body makes while receiving healing work.
Oh.
So let's say I'm doing energy healing on someone and, you know, all of a sudden the liver gurgles, you know, and I'm not telling the liver to do anything. But that's borborygmus. And so those of us who practice natural healing for a living, we often hear the body making these spontaneous sounds. And it usually happens when the nervous system goes into a parasympathetic, that relaxed state. And then the body just naturally releases and you can actually hear it.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that word. Can you say it again?
Borborygmus. I know, it's one of my favorite. It's like a big word that no one's ever heard of. Borborygmus. And it's the spontaneous sounds that your body makes when you're being healed. And so, like Ruti Block is saying, we can tune in to the various organs and try and ascertain what sound will release it. And when you're receiving healing work, when your body starts to make those sounds, then you know that the healing is working.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another way is, and I know that you've interviewed some amazing people around sound, and they've got some amazing albums and stuff. And, you know, if there's a certain frequency that you want to experience, right? And I know that this is a controversial topic, like some people are like, yes, and some people are no. But what I would say, like with anything in life, right? We are all different, right? So, you know, different things are going to work for different people. And I know with myself that if I'm, you know, let's say that I want to raise my frequency around something, and I, you know, and I'm out and about and I want to try something different, or more abundance, or any different emotion, right? You can go onto YouTube right, which is free. You can go onto YouTube and you can type into YouTube sound healing for abundance, or sound healing to sleep well, or whatever the topic is. And then you can have that playing in the background. It's like when I'm making my jewelry, you know, I do personal sound healing recordings. So I have music that's playing in the background that is perfect for whatever the intention is that I'm setting into the jewelry, right? And so that's playing in the background. Studying, I mean, we all know that, well, I shouldn't say we all know, but you know, it is known, I'll say it is known, that when you listen to certain classical music, right, for some people, it helps them to study. You know, it helps to calm down the brainwaves. Like, you know, if somebody's dyslexic or if somebody's dyspraxic, you know, having certain music in the background helps to calm the nervous system down. You know, if you are in fight or flight, you know, hearing certain sounds, like living here in the jungle, I mean, I don't know if you can hear it, but these sounds, mm-hmm. right, the sound of the ocean, you know, the sound of all these birds and the toucans, like that is really calming for the nervous system. So there's so many ways that you can integrate it into your everyday, you know, into your everyday life.
Great information. And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer. We're listening to sound healer Ruti Block.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
So Ruti Block, I know that as a sound healer, you make personal sound healing recordings, but you also work with groups and have sound healing retreats. What happens in a group sound healing journey?
Aha, that's a very interesting question. So, first of all, before everybody comes in the room is set up. Like, I'm super intentional about having a super cleansed space. So it's all smudged, and I make sure that, you know, I have permission to do it. And then as people come up the stairs, then I've already set an intention. So as they come up the stairs, I smudge everything that they've got with them, their bags, their phones, their shoes. And then I smudge them. Then they say what the intention is. So they're already declaring before they come into the space that, you know, that they're ready for that intention. So smudge them. And then my instruments are in the middle of, I put them in the middle of the room, And then everybody comes in and they place their mats like a sundial. I find that that really works nicely. And then they have their head like pointing towards the instruments in the middle. And at the beginning, there's always some new people. So it's super exciting. I do a weekly sound healing journey here in Dominical in Costa Rica. And each week there's new people that come, and I get super excited about that, that I get that chance to have a newbie in the session, right? And to explain to them, you know, like how we're vibrational frequencies and how sound healing helps to raise your frequency. And that also, like when we are embarking on these amazing health things that we're doing and we're raising our frequency, we are emanating that into the world. So all those people, like in the UK, there was this advert and it was called Ready Breck. And the food's a bit toxic. I'm just going to give you the explanation. So they would say you'd eat this cereal, and then it's like you'd glow for the rest of the day. And that's what happens with the sound healing journey, is people come in, right? And when they leave, they're like these little beacons of like glowing, like their frequency, their expansion, their energy, the vibe around them is glowing. And then they go to their families, and then they pass it on to their families or into their communities. So anyway, so I do a little chat at the beginning and I explain to them, you know, what's going to happen. And every sound healing journey is different, right? So at the beginning, I play a little chime, and that shows it's the beginning of a journey, because I call it a journey because I take people from the there's a beginning and then there's an end. And what happens is that when everybody lies down and when everybody has stated the intention, and we always go through that again within the session. All my instruments are all like little people, right? They're all like little angels. And each of them is like a little spirit in itself, right? Which is why I don't allow people to take photos, because I've consecrated all the instruments so that they're super cleansed and they're supercharged. And it's a bit like, and if people take photos of them and then they're out on social media, it diminishes the energy of them, right? That's just me, right? That's how I work. So each of those instruments has a particular function, which is why it's come into my life. So for example, I've got these like shakers, and they're like these African pod seeds. And those shakers are for cord cutting. And so when I'm going to go off piece a little bit here, but I know I can because it's you and we love the woo-woo, right? So I'm just going to be honest what actually happens. So what happens is that, you know, the person is lying down, so their soul is in charge of their journey. I am just like an organic cleaner that gets the messages from the people to do whatever to do, right? So people will be lying down, and then there's like energetic threads that start to move across the room, and they start to light up the instruments, or they start to move towards the instruments, which then gives me the signal of what needs to be played at what time and in what sequence. So I've got bowls, and they literally kind of start to do like a boop, 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 boop. They start to like light up. So I know that when I get to those bowls, that I need to play them in that sequence, which is going to help to clear the energy of that person, or of that person, of that person. So I'm just facilitating, right? Those souls in the room I'm like the conductor, but those souls in the room are basically letting me know what instruments they want to be played, right? When they want to play them, how long they want to play them. Like, and I walk around the room all the time. I'm continuously like spinning. I'm like humming. I'm like shaking. I'm like drumming. I've got bowls over people. Whatever is required to raise the frequency of the person in that room is what I intuitively get told to do. I just do what I'm told to do. Basically, I'm a very well-behaved sound healer, and I just do what I'm told to do. And so, yeah, so each of them has its own little personality. It has its own little goal. And when people are lying down, I explain to them that sometimes they're going to hear a sound that they're not going to like, right? They're going to be like, oof. Because quite often, when somebody has a block in their body, right, and a sound comes along that resonates with that block, or that is, or that person's ready to clear that block, it can cause like a bit of a, you know, like a bit of a, not like an internal battle, but like this.
Yes, exactly.
Disruption.
Yeah, disruption.
Like, yeah, exactly. And so they might feel that and be like, oof. And then what I do is I just tell them to just relax and just breathe through it. And then it just passes through the body. Sometimes people get pain, or they get shaking in their body. Or so, you know, I always encourage people to, if they need to move around, you know, if they need to roll over, if they need to stretch, because, you know, it's just energy moving around the body. And then at the end, at the very end, there's a little ching, which lets people know it's the end of the session. And then I leave them for like a good 5 minutes so that they can integrate what's just happened. Because, you know, they might have met someone on their journey that might have given them a message, or they might have, there might be in a process, you know, where they're working through something, right? They might not know that's what they're doing, but that might be happening. So it gives them an opportunity to just allow themselves to just kind of integrate and slowly bring themselves back into, you know, in, back into their bodies, if they've left their bodies or whatever, you know? And then I like to generally, if I have permission for everybody, I like to generally go around and just hold people's feet just to ground them, or use my tuning forks, because I've got the tuning forks as well. I love the tuning forks. And then after that, I recommend, or I just advise people. So let's say that we have an intention, which is letting go of what doesn't serve you. I then explain to people, because, you know, on this healing journey, you know, we all think, oh, yes, I had a session on that. That's it. I'm done. Right. But what happens is, and it's kind of annoying, right? Because we're like, oh, no. But what happens is in the next couple of days, or in the next week, or in the next, like, you know, is, we don't know, because time is time, right? Is whatever they've worked on, very possibly that might come up in their life as a little test to see whether they're actually ready to let go of that. So I always say to people, look, don't be surprised if something pops up that you want to let go of, and that, you know, don't be surprised, because that's just going to be part of the session and the integration of the session to move you to the next level. So, yeah.
great explanation. And final question during our interview, Ruti Block, because I also know that you do personal sound healing recordings. How do you do personal sound healing recordings? Can they be done remotely, or does someone have to go to Costa Rica? Not that we would all love to go to visit you, but how do you do your personal sound healing recordings?
It would be super expensive if you had to do them all in person and fly here, right?
Yes.
So yeah, they're done. So basically what happens is we meet on WhatsApp. And the reason I do WhatsApp is because here in Costa Rica, the internet can be very unstable, and WhatsApp is much easier than Zoom. We meet, we talk about your intention. We make sure the wording is right and that it resonates with you. And then from there, I then go away and I channel that intention by using the sound healing instruments, and it gets recorded. And then I send it via WhatsApp as a recording for you. And I also get guided as to how long you need to do it for, you know, whether to do it in the morning or whether to do it all night, or, you know, how to use it. And it kind of gets recorded in layers. So whatever's going on with you, like each time you listen to it, it's like you access like a different frequency, or like a different dimension within the recording.
Great explanation. You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan. medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at katherinekerrigan.com. And today we've been hearing from one of my favorite people, Ruti Block. You can find out more about Ruti Block and her wonderful work with sound healing and as a retreat facilitator and the creator of Goddess Jewelry at her website, ruti.com. And that's ruti.com. And remember that making sounds, listening to sounds, and being in a sound healing session is incredibly powerful natural healing. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with the Natural Healing Show.